Hi, so we're outside the cathedral here on Saturday. It's 2 o'clock. It's a lovely sunny day, thankfully. And we're here with one of the lads from, I think, near enough to here, who on Monday or Tuesday was supporting the men and now is not supporting the men. So can you just tell us why, how you've changed?
Because they're taking all the houses and all, and my sister still hasn't got a house yet, and she has two babies. And they're taking all the houses all the time, and I don't think she should be over here. I think she should go home. Yeah. Let's even go to England or anything. She definitely shouldn't be over here anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about that?
No. Because if they come back over, if they get passed in here, then all the rest is going to come over and get more.
Yeah. What about the fact that the Irish government signed up to take in asylum seekers?
Taking a few of them, the ones that's nice.
Yeah.
Not like the people that's in there going on hunger strike and all, don't you know what I mean?
But what about the fact that the process that's used to find out if someone's nice or not hasn't been used properly by this government, and that's what they're protesting against. So they haven't found out if they're nice or not.
But when you think of it, if they get let in, then when you see all the rest, whenever you're that country, we're on hunger strike, we want to stay. Then it's all getting fucked up and all around the country.
And so what, the country be evaded or something?
Yeah, all to take over the Irish. Don't think that will happen as long as I live in here.
Yeah.
What about the Irish, when the Irish went over to England?
Well, come here. What about, as the man is saying there, what about when the Irish, like, you know, 100 years ago, Ireland was a tough place to grow up in. A lot of people, there was no money, there was no jobs. People were leaving the country. They were going over to England. It was going on until only 20 years ago. They were going over to England to get work, to get money. And the money was going back to the families in Ireland. That was keeping families in Ireland alive, right? But when they were over there, the English were saying, get the Irish out. They're all troubled. They're all terrorists. They're all going to kill us. They made all the English people afraid, and then the English people started being really anti-Irish, and they were saying, get all the paddies out. In the 1970s, it was a horrible time. But what they were saying about the Irish, now that's what we're hearing in the streets. What you're saying there, all these stories of they're going to come over and take over, that's exactly what they were saying in England.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, we moved out of England. Like, there's only so much over in England now. There's only a few now, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind them being over here. It's just that if you don't take all the houses and go off hunger strike, it's cool. So but I don't think that you should be in there now. Why can you not go to the mosque?
Well, I think they went into the cathedral because they knew that if they did, they'd get the biggest amount of publicity, and they needed to get publicity.
Yeah, well, I don't really mind. Once they don't get my house and all, and once my sister gets the house and they're allowed to stay,
is it their fault, or is it the government that isn't properly working with inner city communities?
Well, I don't want them to take the houses and I just want them to go to England or something.
But
like America, why can you not go to America or not?
Because they're coming, they're going to wherever they can. The men, out of the men that leave, right, let's say about 100 men try to leave their country, right? 10 of them will survive the journey. In that amount, some of them will be killed on their travels. Some of them will die in the back of trucks trying to come into whatever country. They might end up in Ukraine, right, in the middle of Russia. Get in the back of a truck, and they don't know where they're going to end up. They could end up in the States. They could end up in Ireland. They could end up in France. That's what these men did. That's
the thing, though. Smuggling over here in France. You shouldn't be smuggling over here. They have all the drought, everything going on over here. I think they shouldn't be over in this country.
But what about the fact that if they stay in their country, that they're going to die? Like, there's people being killed every day in that country. The country is in turmoil because of a war that's going on by the Americans, by the British. They're going over and they're killing people. Why are they doing it? Because they're trying to get oil, they're trying to secure a pipeline.
But when they're going over to America, when they go back out, all they have to do is go back over to Afghanistan, make a big protest, kick all the people that's going to kill them, get all them away, kick them out of the country.
But they can't do that. They've tried and they've been killed.
But ask the government over there to do it.
There is no government there. The country is in such a terrible state that there isn't governments. The only thing that rules the land over there is the gun. I've been over there. I've seen, when I was walking around with Afghanis and Pakistanis, there was guns the whole whole time. And I says, is that for big animals? And they say, no, 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 bad people. If people come, we shoot them. No problem, no problem. That's the way life is over there, right? People are starving. You see dead people on the streets. That's how bad it is. People butcher each other.
But what about the people over in Ireland? They're on the streets and all these have houses and yeah, without
well,
people on the
look,
streets.
Look, I'm agreeing with you. There are a lot of problems in this country, right? But if you're saying that it's these 40 men, are these people from different countries, are different colours that are coming, if you're saying that it's their fault that there's problems, I think that's wrong. I think it's the fact that this government is letting down the people of this country and that the people of this country are letting the government do that because they're not standing up for themselves. Like, you know?
If you don't know what the story is, man, look, like, there's people...
I do. I work...
There's people that protest and want them to get out because they're in hostels over there and all them have houses and all coming out saying you want them to stay.
Look,
if they say they're going to get the house and all people coming out on the street sick dying... Probably you're the people.
Before they started coming over, were those problems here?
What?
Before
the,
all
they're
the...
coming over years and years. I think that...
In the last 10 years...
it's not only fair with them and they. I think you should throw every foreigner out of the country.
So just have white people?
Yeah.
Right.
So I think you should throw every foreigner out. Each
what about...
I think all the Irish... back over half in England.
Let's say that your granddad's brother, right? Let's say he had to go to England, okay? And then he had his family in England. So they're English because they're born in England. But then they says, right, oh, the economy is getting good in Ireland. Let's go back to Ireland because that's where we always go on our holidays. They're English, but then they're coming back here to live. They're actually English, though.
There's no family over anywhere.
But what about the people who do, like me?
Have you got family? Where have you got family?
I've got people all over the world because they had to emigrate. They had to go over to other countries to work. They had to get money. They had to send it back.
Well, you won't listen to me. What I'm trying to say is, I think that every country just have the people that's living in there. I think no holidays and that should be allowed.
No holidays
everybody
allowed?
Everybody who have a country. Everybody stay in their own country. Just ignore everybody. Just stop it. Have a nice country. That's all I think.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. So you're here. What does your sign say? Your sign says, what's it say?
No more room at the inn, get out.
Get out. And did you, like I'm not religious myself now, but I don't know, are any of you religious or anything?
I'm Catholic.
You're Catholic, so you know the story of Jesus.
Are you Catholic?
I was born Catholic, but I don't agree with the Catholic Church.
Dana, you're not a Protestant church, would you?
No, I'm an atheist, but I'm spiritual.
Well, I think that they should be right. I think that everybody should go out to their own country and sit down.
Yeah. Huh?
I think that everybody should just go out to their own country and sit down.
Yeah, but if they go over to that country, they're going to be killed. If you... Look, let's just say that a war broke out here, right? And somebody came in. Say you were having your dinner, right? And someone came in, got your mother, put her up against the wall, cut her open, right? Then came in and got your sister and got you and says, we're going to kill you unless you kill your sister. Right? If that's the sort of stuff that's going on, that's what's happening in their countries. There is so much horrible things. And if you don't...
That's all I do. I break their necks and I tell them to fuck off down my house and that's the end of it.
And if you try to do that, then you'll be killed. That's what happens in their countries. Their countries are in... I don't know if any of us can really imagine
sorry,
how bad...
Sorry, what's the story? I may give you a quick answer. What's your problem?
What's me and what's my problem? We don't want them over here.
You don't want them over here?
Yeah.
Get out of their fucking people's countries as well. What are you doing in America? What are you doing in my country? You're all over the world, but you don't want people here.
The Irish, this is the Irish people.
The Irish people are all over the fucking world. If you want it, man, you'll get it from me.
Because we've been allowed to.
I'm legal in this fucking country and I'm working, I'm a taxpayer.
And you're welcome.
Out of that.
You're welcome.
I don't go to other fucking people's country and ask them to.
We don't care.
You want to stay everywhere, but you don't want people to stay in your country.
We have a different country. We have families in all the mutual business.
Jesus, fuck you! I'm telling you now. You go out of fucking people's countries.
Yeah, that's right.
How about you?
Learn something before you open your mouth.